Welcome to The Sipping Hour, presented by the National American and recorded live at the Public House Theater. Now please enjoy episode February.
Well, I can't believe I died by tripping in front of a bus. I mean, who put that uneven curb that close to the stop? Oh well. Wonder what I'll come back as this time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Lottery of Life!
Oh, wow.
I'm your host, Scratch Dansby, and tonight we'll be spinning the wheel on a theme very near and dear to everyone's hearts. That's right, love. For those of you unfamiliar with Lottery of Life, this is the game show where we take an unassuming spirit who is ready for reincarnation. Yes, that's a thing. And tell them what circumstances they're going to be born into. Tonight we're going to find out what people are going to be born into loving. Let's meet tonight's first spirit.
I'm 615308. I've been an Egyptian slave, a medieval peasant, and most recently a Chinese communist. I'm really hoping to be born into wealth this time so that I can do more of what I love.
Well, today may be your lucky day because you are on
Lottery of Life!
And tonight we're spinning the Wheel of Love.
Oh, yay!
So, 615-308, what are a few things you love?
Well, I once lived as the son of a wealthy union leader in Wisconsin. It was the only life I really loved, so I developed a taste for fine cheeses, the Packers, and progressive social policies.
All right. Let's spin the wheel and see what you get.
Okay.
Oh, that's too bad. Looks like you're going to be born into poverty in rural Texas in the year 2017. Donald Trump has just become president of the United States and is putting in a full rollback of progressive policies. Due to these setbacks, you'll never be able to rise up to afford fine cheese. And don't forget, it's Texas, so you'll be born into loving the Cowboys. But hey, at least it's not communist China, am I right?
No, wait, I don't want to go!
Too late!
No!
Have fun in 2017! Alright, let's meet our next spirit.
Hi, I'm 696969. I've been an Ethiopian servant, an Elizabethan prostitute, and a Thai sweatshop worker. Just once, I would love to not be born into oppression.
Sounds like you're pretty tired of putting on a show. How would you like to spin the wheel of love?
It couldn't hurt.
Incarnated as a white guy in England.
Oh, wow. Now I can finally become the thing that has screwed me over so many generations. I'm gonna love exacting my revenge.
That's the spirit. Ha! Get it? Okay. All right. Let's meet our final contestant.
Hello, I am 101010.
A bit binary there.
I've been an Aztec astronomer, a Dutch biologist, and just passed as an Indian mathematician. I love being reincarnated as a human so I can continue doing research. I don't always get so lucky. Two lives ago, I was a caterpillar. Stupid caterpillar life.
Take a chance, spin the wheel of love.
Statistically, I have a better chance of coming back as a human. If I spin, I'll do it.
Too bad. Looks like you'll be coming back as a penguin. Not that it really matters. There's a full-scale assault on science, and your habitat will soon be destroyed. But we'll see you back here soon.
Wait, don't make me go. I'll hang out in purgatory for a while.
Too late, buddy! Sorry to send you back like this. Your love of science may have saved the planet, but them's the rules of the game. Thanks for playing
Lottery of Life!
Loving it! edition. Unscratch Dansby, and I'll see you next time. Hello, and welcome to The Sipping Hour. We're at the Passionate Public House Theater on a sexy, surprisingly warm February evening in Love You Like a Friend, North Wrigleyville. Tonight's show, Love. Here's our host, Michelle.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Sipping Hour. I hope you have something wonderful to sip on while we talk about love.
I'm Emily, and I love this mug my mom made me.
I'm Raleigh, and I love my mom, and she's right there.
I'm Bailey, and I love sunny winter days.
I'm Tasha, and I love wine.
I'm Sean, and I love wool socks.
I'm Nate, I love PBS specials.
Alright! So, what are we doing this month, Michelle?
We're doing the show like we do every month.
Right here at the PDA Public House.
No, I mean, are we doing a Bachelor parody or the Bachelorette parody?
Aren't they the same show?
No. One is great and the other is the greatest.
I know. We're doing Romeo and Juliet. And Michelle has a star-crossed lover from our rival show, the PBS NewsHour.
Michelle, I forbid you to date NewsHour swine.
See? I called it Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, he forbids everything. And these are all so obvious. Okay, we're the Sipping Hour. We're better than that. I bet you were doing a parody of The Shining.
That wasn't a love story.
He loved to try to kill in his family.
I'm the host, and you're all wrong. Normally, we don't announce these things because we want the audience to feel smart when they get the joke. Huh. But to keep the cast from killing each other...
Ooh, told you. In The Shining.
Right. I'll just tell you, we are doing a parody of... Oh. Sorry, it's my phone. Hey, Maddie! It's Madison Armstrong. She's a 20-something... white woman that I know. And I'm her sassy best friend. You know, she's in a creative field like publishing or PR, or, you know, one of those things. Anyway, what's going on, Maddie? What? He took the last almond croissant at the cute coffee shop near the cute apartment that you live in. What? But almond croissants are your fave. Then you saw him at the florist and he took the last daisy bouquet. Those are your fave. Then he took the last... What? You saw him at the video store and he took the last video of The Notebook. But that is your fave.
Video store? Is she talking to the past?
No, this guy, he sounds like a jerk. Is he cute? Like that guy on the Trivago commercials?
Ooh, that's a save you money, handsome.
If you see him again, it's cray-cray fate. Speaking of cray, the other day I was eating lunch, and when a clown approached me, she hung up.
I thought she was your best friend.
No, I'm her best friend.
Doesn't that make her your best friend?
The Shining would have been more romantic.
Sheriff, this may be the finest summer party yet. From the Rent soundtrack, Sing Along.
The flirting with guys in the AOL teen chat room. But I think it's time we play MASH.
Oh, I love MASH. It's my favorite. Thank you.
Are you going to Eliza Feather?
Go back to bed, Donna.
Fucking Donna.
Okay, so MASH. Mansion. Apartment.
Deck. House.
I know, Donna. Jeez. Okay, everyone write down your crush, job, car, where you live, and...
How many kids you'll have?
I know, Donna.
All right, now pass them around, and we will fill in the rest.
This is going to be so
fun.
Tell you what, Jack Hanson, I'm going to get us.
Okay.
Ellie, you're first. I'm going to draw a spiral. Tell me when to start and stop.
Start.
Thank you all for coming to meet me at my childhood home that my parents can somehow
still afford, while I live in a shack.
I called us all here because that fateful game of MASH has run our lives for too long. I say 2017 is the year we rise up. We resist. We...
Sorry, I'm late. I couldn't get my light green Beetle convertible, just like Mandy Moore's, to start.
Whatever, Ellie. I ride a tandem bike. Alone.
Ladies, I think I found a way for us to get some control over our choices.
We're women. We have no control over our choices.
I think she means the MASH stuff.
Right, Sarah. Whoever said that a decision we made when we were so young has to stay with us forever?
Everyone? Don't make that face. It'll stay that way forever.
Moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips.
They're caught using a fake ID. You'll have to listen on every job application forever.
Okay, Ellie, but why should one weird slumber party in the 90s determine our destinies? And where's our free will?
That's what I'm saying. My shack is in the CNC music factory. That's not even a real place!
Things that make you go...
Wait. Guys, I found this drink. It can reverse the MASH.
Reverse the MASH?
Do we really want to mess with the fates of MASH?
You don't want to, Sarah, because you're married to Chris O'Donnell.
Please, what has he done lately besides give me 5 kids in a shack?
SVU?
NCS. NCIS. It's a fine program.
Whatever. We have to do this. Ellie, you need a job.
I know, but I really loved being an MTV VJ.
Where did you find this, Rosie? It looks like kombucha.
Close. It's some MASH wort mix I found at Costco.
I love Costco.
Stop trying to get us all to join Costco.
Well, if you had 1,000 kids, you would appreciate the bargains a little more.
Yeah, give me that jug. Oh, Kirkland Farms MASH Reversal MASH. They sell these at Costco?
Of course, Sarah. We weren't the only ones whose fates were chosen at random by the pencil spiral. Why do you think the bachelor gets to date women in sparkly dresses as a job?
Or the Duggars had so many kids.
Or little Donnie Trump became president.
No, we're not talking about him. It's about love.
I know,
this
I know.
Love.
I'm sorry. Sorry I brought it up. And while being married to the guy who was Robin is nice and all, he's no legend like your husband, Rosie. Hand me that witch's broom.
Okay, I said it in 7th grade, and I'll say it again. I don't know who Tom Waits is.
You've been living with Tom Waits in a mansion in Hawaii for 15 years. How do you not know who he is?
Guys, focus. I have 1,000 children.
Okay. So, we all want to make some changes. But the directions state that the only way this works is if everyone drinks the Kirkland Farms MASH Reversal MASH.
Everyone? You don't mean...
Oh, my fucking God, no.
Hey, gals. Thanks so much for inviting me. Is it okay if I park my DeLorean out front? So what's new? I'm so above the Facebook. I have no idea how your feeble lives are going. Me? Oh, I'm just an editor of Teen Vogue. I think you've heard of it. My husband? The nerdy guy from Third Rock from the Sun. Turned out to be super hot, successful, and a musician.
Fucking Donna. Donna. So, we're all good with this, right?
Hells yeah.
Hey! Here, Donna! I made some kombucha. Look out for the SCOBY. Here, you go first.
Hey, Michelle, can you help me with this love word search?
Sure, no problem. Remember, you have to look backwards and diagonal.
Oh, hold on. It's Maddie.
Hey, girl, what's up?
He's eating soup with a fork. Okay, you have great hair, and you should dump him. Sorry about that. Where were we?
You were showing me how to do our audience activity, a word search to find love. You have until the end of intermission to find 14 words about love.
That's right. The words will be front words, back words, and diagonal. And if you found love in real life, hopefully you will be too. Yes, I'm talking about sex. Oh. 1 second. Hey, Maddie. He says schedule instead of schedule. he's a loser, and your eyebrows have been really great lately. Okay, bye. Sorry about that. Maddie's putting herself back out there again, you know.
That wasn't the same guy?
Oh, no, she's in a dating montage. As her sassy best friend, you know, I have to tell her to dump the chumps while reassuring her of her physical attractiveness.
Yeah, it's Maddie. Yeah,
we know. What? You're wearing the same shirt? I know it looks better on you. Get up right now and walk away.
That's rude.
No, shh, Maddie will hear you. Oh, no, Maddie. Emily wasn't saying that you were rude. No, I'm rude for not paying attention to your dating montage. OMG. No, he didn't just show up. Guess who just showed up?
The guy that took the croissant, the daisy bouquet, and the notebook?
How did you know?
These things usually play out this way. Dramatic wink to audience.
Does he look cute? Oh, like Jesse Williams at the BET Awards.
Ooh. That's a woke handsome.
Hailing from parts unknown, weighing in at a combined weight of none of your damn business, with master's degrees and pile drivers of relationship counseling, four-time Sipping Hour Tag Team Champions and Advice Correspondents, El Oso Oro and El Grizzly Rojo. Yes! Yes! It is us! Your four-time Sipping Hour Tag Team Champions
and Advice Correspondents!
Here to answer your nearest and dearest questions. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. What's on your mind?
Caller number one, you're on the Sipping Hour. What problems do you need suplexed into oblivion?
Hi, my name is Tiffany Amber, and I've been dating my current boyfriend for about 14 years now, and he still hasn't asked me the big question, and I'm hoping for something that just won't happen.
Tiffany Amber, what you need is to get him in a no-holds-barred cage match with his fears. Why don't you pop the big question? You're ready, you're modern, and you're worth it.
So true.
Alternatively, Tiffany Amber, we like to end our matches by powerbombing our opponents through flaming tables, leaving them crippled and destroyed. It never hurts to have a few extra flaming tables lying around just in case he says no.
Oh my god, that's great advice. Thank you both.
Next caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Michael Jason. Longtime fan, first time caller. Me and my girlfriend have wild, crazy sex all the time.
Sounds gross. What's your question?
It's just that we've done it all. You know, sex on a roller coaster and a garbage dump on top of our wedding cake. Front ways, back ways, sideways at a 135 degree angle. And she wants to do something big and exciting. What kind of sex do you have with a partner who you've done it all with? What will make our big VD special?
That's Valentine's Day for the folks at home. But also, please, folks, remember to get tested regularly. And discuss your results with your partner.
Safe sex is the best sex!
Exactly! Now, Michael Jason, when me and my wife are having sex, there is nothing quite like a little foreplay to set the mood for the rest of the encounter.
Have you tried powerbombing her through a table? Chicks really dig it when you powerbomb them through tables.
How would you know?
Okay, well, fine. My husband really likes it when I powerbomb him through a table as foreplay.
Because he's kinky like that. Michael Jason, I'd like to suggest something a little less likely to give you both splinters, like a sex sling. Next caller!
Hi, my name is Mandy. Mandy, and I don't have a date for Valentine's Day. Last year I got stood up by a guy and ended up eating a whole ice cream cake by myself, and it gave me the squirts. What should I do to avoid all these stupid couples and their stupid, happy, kissing faces this year?
Mandy, what you need to do is to take the date for yourself and find that the purest form of love is self-love. You must become the world's heavyweight champion of your heart.
Well, Mandy, what I suggest is...
finding that guy and powerbombing him through a table?
No, Mandy. Sometimes there isn't a table big enough to powerbomb our problems through. I say, you hit that bastard over the head with a steel chair, knock him on his ass, and if that doesn't work, camel clutch your son of a bitch till you break him. Oh, what's that, Craig? It hurts? Well, so did the squirts!
But thank you for joining us. We
We'll take your relationship problems out. 1, 2, 3!
Daisy, you and Bobby are great together. How'd you guys meet again?
Thanks, Annie. We met on E-Hard of Hearing.
On E-Harmony?
No, E-Hard of Hearing.
E-Hard of Hearing?
Yes, you heard that correctly. E-Hard of Hearing. The dating app that gives you exactly what you didn't ask for. Hey, you. You look like you're looking for someone. What's your type?
Someone who's not narcissistic and doesn't spend a lot of time obsessing over likes on social media. I really hate social media, especially Snapchat and Instagram. I'm a low-key kind of guy, so I'm not looking for a woman who's looking for 15 minutes of fame. Also, I don't want children, so I'd like to meet someone who's okay with that.
Got it. Calculating. And meet Kimberly.
I only have 500 followers on Instagram and 300 on Snapchat. Can you believe that? I need at least another 100 if I'm going to be on the next season of The Bachelor. I clearly want 15 minutes of fame, and I'm ready to compete with 18 other women to get it, so... Also, I need to have children, mostly girls, if only so I can secure my legacy like Kris Jenner.
Aren't you two a perfect match?
In hell! Thanks for nothing, E-Heart of Hearing!
Well, thanks for hating social media, but looking for love online. Really small for you. How about you? What do you want?
I want a guy who has a great sense of humor, awesome taste in music, understands the difference between Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter. I mean, put simply, someone who's not a douche and doesn't have lame sayings that end with, in the sheets.
Sure. Whatever you say. I mean, who douches anymore? Meet Carl.
So I gotta say, Tim Allen is still pretty freaking funny after all these years. I mean, how does he do it? Let's see. Last concert I went to... Nickelback. Psych! I am hilarious! I listen to a little bit of everything. Whatever's on the radio, you know? And yeah, all lives matter. Best way to describe me? I'm conservative in the streets, but I'm liberal in the sheets.
Oh, ladies. He's a keeper. In the sheets.
Keep him away from me.
Aw, bummer. Looks like your bed will stay cold. Hey, you. You look like you're a cat away from being a spinster. Give it a shot.
I feel dead inside. Honestly, I just want someone who lives in Chicago.
Easy. Really? Yes. We're not cruel. We believe in love. Here, meet Jim.
I'm a well-adjusted man who wants to find a partner to build a life with. I'll support your dreams and be there with wine, ice cream, and puppies whenever things go bad. I tutor disadvantaged youths in my spare time. I listen before speaking. Message me. I promise to respond. Lastly, I live in Chicago.
I can't believe it.
Land area of Schaumburg.
Psych. Be hard of hearing. You tell us what you want, but we don't give a fuck.
I met him at a bar. He was tall, bearded, real bearded. When our eyes locked, everything seemed right in the world, and I was drawn to him. Of course, he was probably not into me from the start, but that didn't stop me from not seeing the signals, or at least misinterpreting them. I'm a cynic. I think the world will end, and it will entirely be our fault, but despite that, I'm a hopeless romantic. I believe in love so hard, you guys. Too hard. I believe that love conquers all. I believe that with love, people can do anything. I know that love is not all you need, but wouldn't it be great if it was? So beyond all hope of hopes, I let myself believe that this guy could be into me. I mean, he talked to me first. That's a good sign, right? We hit it off at the bar and exchanged contact information. We started talking all the time. And then came the cuddling and the kissing all the time. And oh, God damn it, I started to fall so hard. He smelled of lavender, and he held me from behind as he kissed my neck when I cooked for him. And he cooked shirtless for me and asked me about my day as he held me. He told me he was there for me if I needed him. He fucked me. And like, yeah, that, you know, sex doesn't mean anything anymore in the current era, but damn it, it meant something to me. At least I thought it was a good sign, but as usual, I was wrong. They, me. All I really did was buy into this reality that only existed in my mind. We'd had a talk while I was very drunk, and he told me that he loved me as a friend, and nothing more. And I spent one drunken night in San Diego crying to two of my dearest friends. I'm a real fucking keeper, you guys. So, okay, I backed off. I had to readjust my feelings, my way of interacting with this man. He was not the man for me, and I was not for him. And then, nothing fucking changed. Not a goddamn thing. There was still kissing, and his giant smile greeting me, calling me handsome, and saying, I'm wearing that underwear you like me in. You want to see it? And the kissing, and the cuddling, and the fucking kissing in his fucking bed. Did I mention all of the intimacy that apparently meant not a goddamn thing? And the more I let this happen, the closer I knew we were coming to the ultimate end to this thing. So there we found ourselves, in Millennium Park. He wanted to talk, and I knew what it was about, and I knew I was going to leave crying, and I knew that when we left, we were both headed to the same place, a friend's birthday dinner, and I would arrive there with red eyes and a heavy heart. We weren't dating, but if we weren't dating, why did this feel like a breakup? It's not you, it's me, and you're a great guy, I'm just not there, and me crying and apologizing, always apologizing. Trying to figure out how to salvage this thing. And when I finally accept the situation, I tell him to leave first. I'll meet up later. He left. My heart was breaking into a million little pieces. I turned to Lauryn Hill's When It Hurts So Bad. Because that's what he was to me. A man who I kept letting hurt me so bad. But why did it feel so good? I sat on the bench in Millennium Park and just let myself cry until the end of the song. That was about a year. I spent many a drunken nights crying over this guy, many nights feeling worthless because the man I had fallen in love with had taken my heart, ripped it in two, and then lit it on fire. And I kept letting him get to me. I tried to patch things up and stay friends. I spent so much time trying to forgive him, trying to make it right in my mind, blaming myself, defending him to friends who offered up support against him, one such great friend offering to kill him with kindness. Kindness being a knife he kept in his car. But then, I don't know, something happened. And I realized, fuck that guy. Fuck that asshole. Fuck him in his stupid, handsome face. I'm pretty damned all right. And I deserve better than being treated like that. I spent so much time trying to patch things up in my mind and didn't let myself be mad at him. Fuck you. You hurt me. And I'm allowed to be mad. I'm allowed to be hurt and angry and pray to the Night Mother that a knife named kindness finds itself lodged in your goddamn temple. I can move forward now. Your stupid smile was holding me back. Your kisses on my neck were my chains, and the smell of lavender was your hypnotic venom. I spent so much time thinking of you when you didn't give a goddamn about me. So yeah, I hope you're happy or whatever. But I don't need to think about you anymore. I'm going to focus on my happiness, on me, and what I'm doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage our musical guest, Kristen Phillips. Woo!
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Yeah.
This is an original song called Nothing Better.
Love you for what you'll never be, but you're my obsession. passion supreme.
Thank you.
patience burning your lips. You know you're going to have an amazing time, even though it's been a long day, even though it's only the middle of the week, even though you're broke as hell. Love is having a place to gather with your friends and coworkers, knowing full well that even though times are tough, you too, you broke-ass son of a bitch, you too can be happy, if only for an hour. Love is $4 drafts and half-off appetizers. Love is $2 burgers on Tuesdays and 50-cent wings on Wednesdays.
Yep.
Love is a $5 glass of wine and $3 shots. Love is happy hour. Oh. Hey, Michelle. Wow, you look beat.
Give me a beat. That's the girl!
Oh, man. Hey! You are so drunk!
I am so drunk!
Okay. We're in the middle of a show. When did you get drunk?
May and I went to a bar during intermission. Hey, did you know that they serve alcohol at bars?
Oh, must be new. So, is Maddie okay?
Yeah, she just realized that she is in love with...
Oh, with the guy that took the croissant, the daisy bouquet, and the notebook?
How did you know?
These things usually play out this way. Dramatically to the audience. All right, now tell me what it looks like again.
Like Trinity in the Matrix.
Ooh, that's a take the red pill and wear leather, handsome.
Oh, hey, Maddie. Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, I can come over, oh, but I need to throw up first. Huh? Oh, you need to throw up? And you want me to hold your hair back? Okay, it'll take me a minute to get to you. Not if I don't throw up? Okay, yeah, that's a good point. Okay, okay, will you hold my hair back if I hold your hair back? Okay, no, that sounds good. No, I'm tired too. All right, I can have you right there. Okay, all right. Okay.
Best friends, am I right?
Right. Wow, two of them.
Hello, John. Thanks for agreeing to get a beer with me.
Yeah, not a problem, Dave. I've been craving this IPA all day.
Yep. Beer is good.
Yeah, what game's on tonight?
We're friends, right, John?
Oh, yeah, we're friends.
We don't talk. Not really, and I invite...
Well, we don't talk because we don't need to talk. That's why I like you, Dave. We can sit in silence, have a drink, be real men.
Whatever that means.
Beg your pardon?
What does that even mean, to be real men? Would talking really make us unmanly?
What do we even need to talk about, dude? You got something to say?
No. I just wanted to, like you said, sit and drink and think about my feelings instead of talking about them. I mean, just sit and drink because I don't have feelings. Feelings aren't manly.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right, come on. It's okay, buddy. Did Tom Brady cheat again?
No! It's Angela. She left me last week.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. She was a real good girl.
She left because I didn't want her to talk on the phone with her friends so damn much.
Well, that sounds like a reasonable request.
I know, right? I mean, she would talk to them about all the time, about her day and her ambitions and her dreams and all this other girly crap.
Why don't women talk so much?
I mean, sure, I don't want to talk to her about that stuff because as a man I've been conditioned to not have time for feminine crap like feelings.
Because we're men!
Yeah, men! So naturally, I wanted her to stop talking to her friends so that she could make more time for me. And when she left, I realized that I was using her as my only emotional support system. And that most of my friendships are surface level or based on shared interests.
Like sports and beer!
Right! They don't really go that deep.
That's what your woman is for!
Well, I agreed with that before, but now I'm starting to think that it might be unhealthy.
You mean like
Need to add kale to your protein milkshake?
No! Like, emotionally unhealthy. Did you know that the average amount of close friends that men have at the age of 25 is zero? As in, none at all?
Yeah, we're friends, and we're 25. Wait, how old are you?
You see what I mean? You don't even know how old I am! I don't have anyone to talk to now that Angela's gone!
No, 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 it's okay. I remember! You're 28! See? Calm down, dude!
Okay. Well, when's my birthday?
Your birthday. No, isn't it next Thursday?
You do care!
Just because I don't want to talk to you doesn't mean I don't care.
But I want you to talk to me. John, I want you to be my real friend.
Told you, Dave, we're friends.
No, real friends. Ones who mutually support each other, like Angela and her gal pals. I want that for us.
Yeah, dude, I don't know about all that.
Why don't you want to connect? Feel something. Be vulnerable.
Because I don't want you to judge me.
What?
And I don't like talking because I'm afraid of being judged, so I prefer to just be quiet and observe things from afar.
I would never judge you.
I know, I just get in my head sometimes.
I get that.
You do?
Of course. We're real friends now. We're real friends now!
What? No.
No, we are! You opened up to me! I listened, I supported you! We're friends!
Oh my god!
Oh my god, it's right, Dave. We just bonded. Doesn't it feel great?
Well, now that you mention it, I do suddenly feel as if there has been a weight that's been lifted off me and I feel less alone, but Dave, you just broke up with Angela. Are you ready to emotionally commit to another person?
I am, John. I am. I want to start building healthier relationships with my male friends, and I want to start with you. What do you say?
Let's do it, pal.
Yes! Will you play my birthday party?
That sound? Yeah, in case you missed it, let's hear it again. That noise, for the uninitiated, is a sound that signified the start of a grand adventure. A young boy traveling across a mysterious island, collecting 8 magical instruments to awake a sleeping god, or collecting gym badges and catching them all. That noise is nostalgia, is home, is warmth. That noise is everything right in the world. That sound was from the original Game Boy, and it is love.
Oh my god, Dad! How am I ever going to find a dress for prom? This entire place looks like Katy Perry beat up Gwen Stefani. This is the result.
I'm right there with you, Abigail, honey. I feel like I'm trapped in David Bowie's closet.
Dad, that would not be a bad thing. Ugh, I'm not cut out for this. The last time I wore anything resembling a gown, it was when you brought me home from the hospital.
I know. Well, my offer is still on the table for me to let you and that boy Jiffy Lube have a few beers and y'all go crash a college party later.
Dad, his name is Jeffrey Luke, and that was not a serious offer.
It was not, but we can brainstorm alternatives.
No, Dad, I'm going through with this. Prom is a challenge that I accept. It was a special night for you and Mom, so it can't be all that bad.
Oh, you remember that, kiddo.
I remember all your stories about you and Mom. They're my favorites. Let's go to the dressing room.
Mine too. Here, I think you should try this pile on first.
Why?
I grabbed them all from the clearance rack.
That's my old man. Thanks so much for coming with me, Dad. It means so much to me.
Of course. I know my little lady is super excited to pick out a fancy dress, get some makeup done, and feel like the belle of the ball.
No, that's not why I'm going to prom. I pretty much hate all of it.
But you do. From what I hear, it's the pinnacle of a young lady's high school experience. And her dad's worst nightmare for sure.
Now, graduating at the top of my class, being on the varsity basketball team, executing an unforgettable senior prank, those are the highlights of my high school experience.
Is this my daughter speaking? That is music to my ears.
Look, I want to talk to you about something.
Okay, wait. Tell me how this dress looks first.
No. Nope. No, no, you put that on wrong. That does not go there.
Okay, fine. What do you want to talk about?
I'm so sorry that your mother can't be here with you. I know young women do this kind of thing with their moms, and if your mother could, she wouldn't. She'd probably be better at this than me, and then you guys would go get your toes and your fingers and later probably get those done and probably get rubbed vigorously all over later because apparently that's relaxing too.
Dad, stop. Rambling.
I am? I just...
Relax, Dad. You're doing great. What matters is I love you and you love me. That's what makes this moment special. I know in my heart that she's here with us. I see her in everything you do, that I do. Wait, are you tearing up, Dad?
What? No. No, it's just dusty in here, that's all.
Dusty? Of course, it's the same thing that happens whenever we watch Beauty and the Beast. Okay, what about this dress?
To Tony Bennett era Gaga.
Really? I was going more for like Joanne era Gaga. Ugh, I'm never going to find a dress. Oh, wait, this may be it.
If you come out here looking like Cher, we might have to try another. Beautiful. You are a vision.
This is the same color Mom wore, isn't it?
Yes, you look just like her.
I miss her.
I know you do. You were the pinnacle of her life. And mine.
Love is settling in the right position on your couch. The candles are lit, your outfit is on point, the popcorn is popped, and the butter is warm, and you look up at the screen and see all your favorites. The West Wing, Walking Dead, Gilmore Girls, that documentary on sushi and dreams. All those options. There's even a Korean version of the West Wing. How is that even possible? You don't know, but you're going to watch it so you can validate it exists and tell your friends all about it. But wait, they just added all the house parties on Netflix. Maybe you should watch those first. This is your guilty pleasure. Love is Netflix and choosing your chill.
What smells like yoga pants and waffles?
Leftover brunch. I just had brunch with Maddie.
Brunch? Yeah, it's after 6 p.m.
Where there's love crisis, it's always brunch time. Maddie and I charted all the obstacles keeping her from finding her true love, and you'll never guess who it is.
Croissant, Daisy Bouquet, The Notebook Guy, these things you play out this way, dramatic wink to the audience. So, what's on your chart?
Well, let's see. There's Brexit, student loans, the color blue, gravity, cassette tapes.
Go back one. Gravity?
Well, I figure if everything could float, then they'd just float toward each other.
What about something else that could bring them together, like mutual interests? Books, movies, ideas they have in common?
I don't think she really cares about what he's interested in. She just goes on and on about how he looks like Beyonce's visual album Lemonade.
Ooh, that's an information handsome.
Bubble bath, check. Candles, check. White wine spritzer and smooth jazz. Check and check. Okay, I'm ready. Deep breath. And go, imagination. Go, go, go.
Hi, Millie.
Hi, celebrity crush.
It's been a while since you fantasized about me, babe. What have you been?
Oh, busy. We had an election, and that led to an apocalypse.
There's no election or apocalypse here, Millie. Just me and my face you like, and my voice you like. Whatever else your creative and kind of filthy imagination likes.
Yeah, sure.
So what's the plan for tonight's fantasy? Our large but not tacky wedding? Some couple stuff like IKEA and the crossword? Or go straight to the sex?
Actually, I'm breaking up with you.
Breaking up? That's new. Oh, I get it. We break up. I do a grand gesture, and then sex.
Nothing like that. I mean, actually breaking up. No more meeting here like this.
But I'm your celebrity crush. Would you try something new, like, what if I'm a centaur?
Your face and torso with the horse's...
cock.
Body is intriguing. But no, it's over. Real life you is...
in a new movie that's getting great reviews. Let's fantasize about going to my movie premiere.
Oh, you're so problematic. You are so problematic.
No, I'm not. I'm a fireman holding a puppy.
Ruff, ruff! I love you, Millie!
Oh, I love you too, talking puppy. No, stop trying to distract me. You said some really suspect things lately.
Like about how great you look? You look great, Millie. Millie,
I'm always 10 pounds lighter in my fantasies. Of course I always look great. That is not the point. You said sexist, racist things, and I think you might be a Trump supporter.
That's real life me. Here, I don't have any opinions. Just a red velvet cake that you can eat forever and not gain any weight.
I love red velvet cake!
Me too, talking puppy. But I love equality more. And I can't, think off to you. If you're a mansplaining conservative who believes stop and frisk is an effective law enforcement tool.
Those words sound pretty bad. I sound pretty bad.
You're pretty terrible. I think you may have even kicked a puppy.
Oh, I'm out of here.
Wow, even the talking puppy that I gave you doesn't want to be around me. I guess I'll just go then.
Hey, you. We had fun.
That hot air balloon ride you took to celebrate your master's degree?
Decorating our apartment in Paris.
That hot air balloon ride we took when you decided to stop relaxing your hair.
Binge watching Burn Notice.
Having dinner with the Jolie Pitts.
You know, they're not a couple anymore. He's a fuckboy.
Oh, I don't get much news in here. I'll be on my way.
Yeah. Wait, hey, here's something to remember me by.
I'm a centaur!
You sure are. Now go show that horse cock to some racist Make America Great Again grandma in a red state.
Ugh. I'll be thinking of you the whole time.
Please don't.
I'll do my best. Maybe.
I'll miss you, but not your racism or misogyny.
Maybe I can be of some service?
Senator Al Franken!
I served Jeff Sessions his racist receipts. I have an excellent pumpkin cornbread recipe that can be adapted for sweet potatoes. And doggone it, I found this puppy.
Right, him.
Nice to meet you, Senator Franken. Very nice.
Jeff, honey, can you put this bowl in the corner of the coffee table, please?
Like this? Oh, okay, cool. It kind of looks like an altar that way.
Those candles look even?
Yeah, everything looks great. But I know Valentine's Day isn't until tomorrow, and I know everybody's always telling me I rush into things. I just have to tell you, this has been the most incredible 2 weeks of my life.
Oh my god, Jeff, ditto. My family and friends are all like, Gina, get your head out of the clouds. And I'm like, I know, I'm so in love. And they're like, no, seriously, you're batshit crazy. You need some help. But I don't care. Nobody understands the connection we have. I can't wait to co-host this party with you tomorrow night and celebrate my favorite holiday with you. Here, taste this guacamole.
Needs a little bit more lime.
I'm on it.
Oh, I can't wait to meet all your friends from the
Lupercalia Club?
Yeah, right.
Now, you remember what I told you about this group, right? How we take Valentine's Day very seriously. Traditional, authentic Valentine's Day.
Sure, baby, yeah. If it's important to you, it's important to me. I love that you're such a hopeless romantic.
Or historical purist.
Huh?
What was that?
Well, I guess there's no point in hiding it. I couldn't wait. I got you your Valentine's Day present today.
A puppy? You got me a puppy?
I know! Isn't he cute? And look, I know this seems like a big step.
It seems like a sick joke. I hope you know I plan on keeping him.
Well, of course. I mean, that's the idea.
How could you think I would take one look at him and not instantly fall in love with him?
Well, yeah, that's what exactly...
We are not sacrificing a puppy!
Sacrificing?
This is what you had in mind for tomorrow's dog sacrifice? You can't just go to your local pet store and pick up the cutest baby animal you see. Your goat, for instance, will be arriving tomorrow from Amazon Livestock, ready for slaughter.
My goat?
Happy early Valentine's Day!
I'm not slaughtering a goat!
So you're just gonna stand there naked then, while the other guy is slaughtering theirs and making their loincloths?
Beg pardon?
And what are you gonna make your bloody whip out of if you don't slaughter your goat?
Okay, are we still talking about Valentine's Day?
Yes. Traditional, authentic Valentine's Day. Historically known as Lupercalia by the ancient Romans. I thought you were on board with this.
Oh, no, I am. Just, can you refresh my memory? What am I on board with again?
Remember? I told you about my club. You said it sounded so interesting. My colleagues and I from Hudson U History Department started this tradition a few years ago. The true origin of Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, really interesting.
Really? Because I'm starting to think that maybe you haven't been listening to me. You're just nodding and smiling and pretending to be interested, maybe just to stay in my pants.
Okay, come on, baby. That's not fair. I am riveted when you talk about stuff. Especially your little group.
This is not just some little group. We don't just get together once a year for drunken debauchery just for the hell of it. When the men get blind drunk and sacrifice a dog and some goats, they do it in honor of the great she-wolf that suckled Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome. When they wear the goats as loincloths and cut goat hides into strips to make whips, they follow the proud and sacred tradition of the Lupercai priests. And when they run around hitting the women with those whips...
Wait. We have to beat you? I definitely don't remember discussing this. I mean, we haven't even agreed on a safe word.
Okay, no, don't hurt us, silly. They're little strips of goat skin. It's more symbolic, so we're blessed with lots of babies.
Babies?
Well, we actually chased the men down so that you can hit us, but why am I even explaining this all to you if you were so riveted when I explained it the first time? Well, you honestly took an interest in me. Thought what was important to me was important to you.
Yeah. No, about that, I really care about you, but maybe my friends are right. Maybe I am rushing things a bit. This just all seems a bit too much for me right now. I just don't know if I'm ready for us, after all.
Oh, sweetie, it's not up to you.
Sorry?
It's not up to either of us. It's up to the urn.
The urn? Oh, you mean this plastic tumbler that you just dumped stale potpourri out of?
Mm-hmm. After the whipping, the man draws the woman's name out of the urn. The woman's name you draw is the one you take home with you for the next year. So you see, it might not even be that we're meant to be. You could end up with me or one of my girlfriends. And if she's had a good goat whipping, then look out, next stop, Baby Town. I'm kind of hoping I get Darnell again this year. 2014 was a hell of a roller coaster ride.
Okay, Cupid strikes again.
Hey, Michelle, I've got that stuff you wanted. First, here's the winner of our word search. Based on a drawing of those who had the most answers, we have Beth.
Things usually turn out. Dramatic wink to the audience.
Why do you two sound weird?
Why don't you sound weird?
Okay. Yeah, Maddie! Oh, what was the dress delivered? It's too small. Well, then lose 10 pounds 5 minutes ago or die alone. Okay.
That's really harsh. Is this guy even hot?
He looks like the popular vote winning the presidency rather than the electoral college deciding.
Ah, that's a democracy in action, handsome.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, is the car there? It's, yeah, get in, Maddie. Yeah, I don't have time to listen to your insecurities. Yeah, literally suck it up and squeeze into that dress to win the love of your life. Or get a booty call. Yeah, answer that booty call from the guy with the sores. Yeah, the ex with the sores. Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah, all right, bye.
Wow, your tone really changed. Sounds like you're in charge now.
Well, you know, I realized what all sassy, supportive best friends eventually realize. I am stuck with this dummy of a woman unless she finds love. Until then, it's nothing but bitching and brunches. I hate brunch. I like breakfast. I like lunch. I want both meals.
You figured it out.
That brunch cheats you out of two meals?
Yeah,
I'm pretty proud of that.
No. Then you have to get rid of Maddie.
Now you can be our friend. Forever.
What's with the creepy chorus and you two the holding hands?
We're twins.
We don't even look alike.
Evil twins on the radio don't have to match.
I told you we were doing The Shining. So much more romantic than that stupid Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet is a classic.
Activate twin death stare.
You killed Raleigh!
He was not our friend.
Michelle is our friend.
Our best friend.
Forever.
Well, I was going to move to Miami. America's rudest city, according to Travel and Leisure magazine. And never be a best friend again. I was going to retire.
No, you'll stay here.
With us.
See that phone? Hey, have you guys ever heard of Linner? It's lunch and dinner combined.
Perfect.
National American presents The Sipping Hour is a monthly storytelling and sketch podcast produced by the Public House Theater and The National American, created by Aisha Leverett, directed by Julian Stroop, and hosted by Michelle Thompson Hay, with musical guest Kristen Phillip. Written and starring Nate Bell, Becca Brown, Emily Hotchman, Natasha Little, and Rauli Luna, with additional performances by Bailey Neal and Sean Roston. Stay tuned for more Sipping Hour.